Welcome to this service from Denham Parish Church on your telephone. Today, Ian is reflecting with us on a parable that Jesus told. But first, we will listen to a hymn sung by the choir scholars of St. Martin in the Fields. And then Alison Barrett will read today's gospel reading for us.
Taken from the 21st chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, beginning at the 23rd verse. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another. "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Now what do you think of this? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him."
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in whom we live and move and have our being. Amen. In this passage of scripture from Matthew's gospel, the chief priests and the elders confront Jesus. They come saying, "Who are you? How dare you?" That is, in essence, what they are saying. The question is, by whose authority are you doing these things? What things? Well, just a few verses earlier in the same chapter, we read of Jesus cleansing the temple, coming in and overthrowing the tables of the money changers and driving them out, and saying, "My Father's house is called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves," and he expelled them. They are incensed. They are furious. They are incandescent with rage. How dare he? Who is he? And that's the background to them coming to him, the elders and the chief priests. It's the heavy mob. They've come to confront him and to demand to know, "Who do you think you are? How very dare you?" is the essence of what they say to Jesus on this occasion. I only ever went to one professional football match with my wife Barbara. And it happened this way. Our son and our daughter are both adopted, as you know. And when he was 22, Paul's biological family reached out to him. I had a phone call from his biological grandfather explaining who he was and saying that his daughter would love to make contact with Paul, who was her biological son. So we were a little bit in trepidation, and so was he, but things worked out very well. He discovered that he had a wonderful half-brother that he gets on really well with. And he also discovered a whole new family, and included in that family was a biological cousin who is a professional footballer. At that time, he was the goalkeeper for Colchester United, Dean, the goalkeeper for Colchester United. Well, the occasion that we went to see the football match was at Bramall Lane in Sheffield when Colchester United came up to play Sheffield United. And Dean got us the tickets. It was just Barbara and I. Paul was away because of his work at the time. So Barbara and I went. The tickets were with the Colchester United fans that were really the hardcore fans that followed them everywhere. And they were there behind the goal. And so we got a good view of Dean, who performed really well, did some wonderful saves, extraordinarily good, and they beat Sheffield United 2-0, much to their delight. So we got really caught up with the whole thing, and when they did their acclamation for their team, they stood up and raised their hands and sang, "Stand up if you love coal, you stand." So we stood up and we did that. Although, to be honest, our allegiance was with Sheffield United. But we kind of got carried away, and they were a wonderful crowd of people. But what amused me was when the Sheffield United players came out onto the pitch, the Colchester United fans stood up and pointed and said, "Who are you? Who are you? Who are you?" It's a popular football chant, isn't it? "Who are you?" In other words, we're saying, "Look, we don't recognise your significance. We are not impressed by you. We don't take on board your identity." But that wouldn't make a very good football chant. So it's just, "Who are you?" which says it all. "Who are you?" And that's what they were saying to Jesus when they confronted him, angry at what he was doing, cleansing the temple so dramatically, calling them a den of thieves, having usurped the nature of God's house from a house of prayer and making it into a den of thieves. He tells them a story, and in so doing, he holds a mirror up to these men. He holds a mirror up to them. And the story is a very wonderful parable of the kind that Jesus often told. Two sons. The father says to one of them, "Go and work in my vineyard." And he says, "Yeah, certainly, Dad, I'll do that." But he doesn't. He doesn't do it. The other one says, "No, no way, I'm not going to work in your vineyard." But he does it. So which one of them, said Jesus, did what the Father wanted? Which one of them did the will of the Father? Well, of course, the one that went and worked in the vineyard. Whatever he said, he did what was right. He began from a bad place, but he moved to a good place and did what was right. And they have no doubt about the answer to that question. But Jesus uses that story as an illustration to show them themselves. They demand, "Who are you? Who do you think you are? How dare you?" He says, "Look, here's the mirror. This is who you are. This is who you are." The prostitutes and the tax collectors go into the kingdom of God before you because they have received the message. They have accepted the truth. You began from a good place, religious people, but you have turned away from the truth. You have in your hearts rejected the truth. He holds a mirror up to them. What about us? As we look at ourselves in the mirror of God's word, what do we see? We are called to be people who love mercy and do justice and walk humbly with our God. Are we living that quality of life? A loving community, a community of love, having received the love of God, then reflecting that love through our lives. A deeply caring community whose care is expressed in action, even in the days of coronavirus, and perhaps particularly in the days of coronavirus, where there are so many people who are hurting and needing help and needing love and needing care. This is a challenge for the church, to be truly the community of love that reaches out to others and reflects the character of God. He holds the mirror up to us. We look at ourselves in that mirror today, and what do we see? Perhaps adjustment is necessary. Perhaps challenge is present. Perhaps there are things that we need to do to change, to be the people God has called us to be, a community of love, who know the pouring of God's love into our hearts and the living out of that love through our lives. And God help us to look at ourselves and then in the light of God's word, seeing the mirror of God's word, making the adjustments, living the truth, living for Jesus and being the people God's called us to be. Let's pray. Help us, Lord, we pray, that your love and life may shine through us, and that we may truly see ourselves as you see us, and then adjust our lives to your will, that your purposes may be lived out in us. In Jesus' name, amen.